Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome in. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Dustin Hockensmith, Greg Pickle, Todd Sadowski from Fox 43. Our gift to you this Ohio State week.
We're coming and a happy to Ohio State week to you and also you,
too. I like to think of it as the gift that just keeps on giving.
You're like the jelly of the month.
That is correct, sir.
We're coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio, Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, Bleed Blue and White, Drink Blue and Light. It is indeed Ohio State week. Penn State goes into it as a heavy underdog as well. Todd, Fox 43 will be broadcast. It's the big noon kickoff on Saturday, which I don't know that I was warm to that idea before the season began. I'm warm to it now.
It's catching on. Let me just tell you something. We took some heat earlier in the year about the potential of the whiteout being at noon.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh.
Remember that?
How could you forget about that?
Yeah. I mean, we took some heat on that one, but dodged that bullet, so to speak. I mean, we'd love to have had the Michigan game on our air. But, yeah, I think it's really catching on, and we're excited, obviously, to have the game of the season against the Ohio State University on Fox 43. So what we got going on is we got from 9 to 10, the Blue White Tailgate is a Penn State show that I'm involved in. That'll be on. And then Fox Sports is kicking it in at 10 instead of 11. Typically, it's 11 to 12. They're adding an extra hour live from Columbus. So leading up to noon. So get ready. Man, this is the big one, right?
Strap it up. Yeah. Strap it up. Two good teams. You know, Penn State, I guess you can say, I don't know if reeling is there, but Penn State is under – They've earned some criticism over the past couple weeks, and the question is, can they snap out of those things? Can they fix up some of those areas in time for a really, really good Ohio State team? We'll look ahead to that matchup in a moment. We'll start with, you know, stock up, stock down, coming off that Indiana game, 34-27 they win to set up this opportunity. You know, the season goes through Columbus right now, so we'll look at that too. Ask Greg will be coming up, your Penn State football and recruiting questions, and then Greg's best bets. His bets from the whole national college football landscape that'll also be coming your way. But let's look at that Indiana game a little closer. And what stands out as you know, individuals or ideas, like what's stock up in your eye? I'll give you the honors here, Todd.
I'm going to go on the offensive side of the ball and stock up for Journey Brown. He's been asked to carry the load a little bit. Did a nice job, you know, at Minnesota to make a couple guys miss, to break off some big gains, to show off the sprinter speed. I mean, the thing with him is, you know, he's about the big play. You know, the Noah Kane is about the falling forward to get the extra 2-3 yards. And with Kane out, Journey Brown has been asked to carry the ball more, and he's been able to bust off some big plays, big chunk touchdown right up the middle against Indiana. So he's been productive and done a nice job.
You block it well for Journey Brown, and there's all kinds of possibilities. In terms of long speed, there's not a whole lot of guys on Penn State's roster who can really match what he brings to the table there, certainly in that running back room. But I do think, you know, you look down through the different options they have, and specifically Journey Brown, long speed, give him a crease and he's gone. Noah Kane doesn't need a crease. He'll make a crease. You know, he's going to be, you know, the best suited to kind of move the chains, to be a little bit more consistent. Devin Ford, I think, is the most sudden and the most dynamic of these guys. He's being sprinkled in. He's gotten some opportunities, including against Indiana, to show what he can do. And I think it's just a matter of time. I think he's going to be a really special player. But for now, it's been interesting to follow this running back depth chart from the season's beginning until now. But the one constant, if you look back on it, the one constant through 10 games has been Journey Brown.
Yeah, and the only little tiny concern I have about him is that there's too many times when he tries to go east-west instead of north-south. And he's still learning something that even Saquon Barkley took a long time to learn, which was sometimes it's okay to just fall forward for 2 yards instead of trying to go sideways and maybe losing 2 yards, you know.
That's not his game. Some guys can move east-west and thrive more than others there. I don't think he's an east-west guy.
No, but he likes to go east-west, so they got to work that out. But, yeah, no,
that's somebody get him a compass.
Yeah, I got nothing for that. you know, I think that's a good stock up. Also, the offensive line. That 18-play, 75-yard, 9-minute drive was pretty much perfection. They got they executed a couple of fourth downs, executed a couple long yardage situations. I mean, when you need to go out and win a game, that's the kind of stuff you have to do, whether it's against Indiana or a top 10 Ohio State on the road. So I think that that was really encouraging, and it was probably the offensive line's finest moment in the Franklin era. One of them, anyway.
And along with the offensive line, the tight ends and their blocking, because they did the 12 personnel package, and Nick Bowers getting there with Freiermuth and getting the job done, too, in the short yardage situations.
I wonder how that factors into the plans against Ohio State. Number one, for the offensive line, it's their big opportunity. Now, this was a big moment for them. They've had some more big moments than not this season. There haven't been a lot of times where you're wondering what's going on with these guys, but they've had instances, you know, 3 times in 4 minute situations where they've really moved guys, they've moved the chains. And James Franklin mentioned after the Indiana game the personnel and what they're able to do in those situations. Do you take some of that success and do you try to apply it a little bit more consistently against Ohio State? How do you feel like you match up? How might that help you to combat, you know, that they got athletes everywhere, including up front?
Well, when you break down the roster and you look at the position groups that have need to be addressed and you want to see improvement in, you look at the offensive line and the secondary, right? And so those are the two areas that they've tried to continue to recruit hard at, Greg, and bring in more and more bodies. And they're really, really trying to stock up on the, well, all pun intended, I guess, on that, to get the offensive line really built up in future recruiting classes. And they're getting the job done, seeing some of the fruits of that. And they're going to need it, obviously, against Ohio State. And I think a lot of it with the packages is going to depend on KJ Hamler's health, how healthy he is. Because if he's there, they're going to spread out still. If they're not, they're probably going to tighten it up and try and work a little bit more of that package in.
And you better be able to at least threaten to test Ohio State vertically. You better be able to threaten to and try to stretch those guys out. If you don't have KJ Hamler in your lineup for this one, I wonder how much respect they're going to have for that deep passing game. I don't think that they'll have much. I think they'll aim to take away Pat Freiermuth, and I don't think that they're going to – I think they're going to say, okay, Jahan Dotson, beat us. Okay, Daniel George or Justin Shorter or Nick Bowers, who else can beat us? I don't think they think anybody else can. So we'll see how that plays out. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're talking Penn State, Indiana. We're going to be looking ahead to Ohio State coming up. Segment brought to you by our new partners at DraftKings. The DraftKings Sportsbook is officially available in Pennsylvania. It's a trusted leader in daily fantasy. DraftKings has brought their expertise to legal sports betting now and is already America's top-rated sportsbook app. Special offer going on this week on the pro football level. You don't want to miss it. It's simple. You just place a bet on the Pittsburgh Steelers to beat the Cincinnati Bengals, and you get $6 then for every touchdown they score. Some good possibilities against that. The Bengals are more in the running for the number one overall pick in the 2020 draft than they are to really throw up some defense for the Steelers offense. You want to project a Steelers breakout, this will be the time to do it. And you can get $6 for every touchdown they score. Also got a good offer through us here at Keystone Sports Network. You download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new and existing users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. Don't forget, that's code KSN for all new and existing users to get a deposit bonus up to $500. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Take a breath. You've earned it.
I'd take a nap, yes. I think, more like it.
I got to stock up for you. Penn State's ability to or James Franklin's ability, rather, to bring up not only the fullback but also going under center in the postgame news conference. Because
I was wondering, where you never say anything with that much gusto.
Yeah.
So I was wondering where you're going. Well, with that.
I'm just glad we got back to that point. because again, let's just, you know, and they're not going to go under center. They're not going to have a fullback. But he's right that when they are able to use that wildcat, are they able to bring a second tight end? And it is basically like doing that. So I would say the point, the serious point, though, is stock up to the way they've sort of evolved the running game. I mean, this was a team that I don't think obviously had very good running backs, but I think the running backs created the holes a lot of the times themselves. Now I think they have the scheme and the players where the other players are opening up holes for the running backs, and that's really allowed this group to grow.
Well, and I think just the more sophisticated approach to it. I think before it was like, hey, this is what we're doing. you know, we're going to do the zone read stuff and we're going to see what happens. Now, I think they're able to make things happen in a number of different ways. I think there've been, it's been overshadowed, I think, the effectiveness of that by the whole conversation about having too many running backs, which that's still a conversation to have, but especially if Noah Kane is more than what, Greg? 90%?
Yes, correct. Yes. Forward. Well done.
There we roll. Look, and it sets up good play action opportunities too against Ohio State, because you're not going to be able to run the ball the same way that you're running against Indiana. But let's say that it is tight. Let's say it's close in the fourth quarter and you got Freiermuth and Bowers out on the field. You can play action, roll out Clifford and hit one of the tight ends in the flat to get, maybe it's a third and two situation, or you have to go for it on a fourth and three. Or you have options that way, or you're trying to kill Ohio State's timeouts. And I always love to see somebody when it's first down, do a play action and roll out a tight end and get them for 8, 10, 12 yards and get another first down right away as you're trying to ice a game. So it creates some options in a tight ball game.
And how about the play you want to see where you got the Sean Clifford, the quarterback draw look, where he's able to get the ball down the field?
A play I like to see. He's been pretty effective with it, where he acts like he's going to run the ball, but his eyes are still looking forward, and he slings it 15 yards across the middle to Bowers for a touchdown.
I would bet we're going to see something like that. You know, this is all about what have you shown on film and what offshoot can you bring to the table off what you've shown on film. That includes the Wildcat. That includes Sean Clifford as a runner. What haven't we seen Penn State do when they give that look?
Well, I think it's really going to be interesting to see how Sean Clifford reacts to this pass rush, because he has shown times where he is composed, and then he's shown a few times where he gets a little bit of happy feet in there. And this is quite a test for him as a first-year starter. He's not been in this environment as a starting quarterback. Just like we say, Justin Fields hasn't really been tested at Ohio State in a close game. What's going to happen with Sean Clifford when he's in that environment at Ohio State? It's pretty pressure-packed for him.
Big moment for him. I think you're exactly right. I think he's going to settle into eventually the quarterback who's composed more often than not, probably about 90% of the time I'd expect him to be composed. But in this, as of now, you know, the inexperience still shows from time to time. A lot of things he is experiencing it for the first time. You can't, you know, it's not that discount, you know, the things that he's shown that he needs to do better, but he's still young. How about stock down real quick?
Yeah, stock down pass defense. It continues to be an absolute disaster. That's their big one to me. I mean, I know there's some other areas we can go. We don't have a lot of time.
The third wide receiver option, I think.
The third wide receiver, yep. You know, not having Noah Kane's a bummer, I think, for this offense. And the pass defense, it just has to be fixed. There's no other way around it.
So this has been stock up, stock down. We've spent a lot of time talking stock up. Probably at least 90% of the time we've talked stock up coming. And, you know, they won 34-27. You need to fix this pass defense. The rush needs to get home. The cornerbacks need to do a lot better. They need to help each other out as best they can. Otherwise, it might be no contest at Ohio State. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to focus on that matchup itself. We're looking ahead to Penn State, Ohio State right after this.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Breaking news, DraftKings has launched America's top-rated sportsbook app in Pennsylvania. Download the top-rated DraftKings sportsbook app and sign up with code KSN. For a limited time, all new and existing users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. That's code KSN. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. See website for details. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.